Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
At the Old Trail Subdivision in Crozet, a sign announces the future has to start somewhere. Hop on and be part of it. That's why several people are lined up with their grandchildren, waiting to ride a six-seat golf cart driven by Tony.
Tony stands for To Navigate You, and it's basically an autonomous transit solution for people and goods. It's a kit that goes into any kind of transit vehicle, be it a neighborhood electric vehicle, a larger transit van, or even a bus.
That's Paul Perrone, founder of a company that makes the kits. After logging 33,000 autonomous miles with Tony, he says it's ready for public roads.
I mean, we're running at up to 25 miles an hour here. Some of the shuttle programs have been on private roads and operating at speeds of like 8, 10 miles an hour. This is a practical shuttle. Hailing one of these to your front door from your cell phone or from your computer will be very possible.
And right on cue, the Polaris golf cart arrives. Ralph Groves is at the wheel, prepared to take control if anything should go wrong, and to launch this morning's trip.
So we're going to back up and get in our starting place here. It's a programmed route, so I'm going to assign its route to it so it knows where to go. And now we're ready.
Wave.
Everybody wave.
Bye-bye.
As Tony tools around town, the golf cart stops for signs and red lights at intersections. That, says Groves, is the trickiest thing for an autonomous vehicle.
There's so much going on. Not everybody stops at the same point in the intersection. Some people actually pull out into it pretty far and stop. Other people stop way back. And so it has to be able to know what's going on there. But the other day, I had an interesting thing happen. Some guys were on lawnmowers. They were going the opposite direction in a roundabout.
Tony sat patiently, perhaps trying to figure out what was going on, but once the mowers cleared out, the golf cart continued on its way. Groves says it's ideal for people living at a senior residence called The Lodge who can hitch a ride to dinner or dessert.
A lot of them don't have driver's license, and they want to be able to go across town to go to Smoke and a Creamery and the dollar store, and so they're eager for it. They want to be able to get out and go. This is a scenic part of the ride. It's really good. You get to see the Blue Ridge Mountains.
And you as the driver can afford to actually look?
I can afford to actually look.
So is this technology going to put a lot of people out of business?
I'm hoping it's going to create a lot of jobs. People have to know how to work on it, how to build it. Right now, this is made in America. Even the Polaris is made in USA. It's nice to get back to that.
And those who took a trial ride seem to agree. Tony is fun and could very well be our future. We spoke with Bill and Mary Brenda Joyner, along with grandsons Thomas and Will, and with Joyce Leisure and her granddaughter, Emery.
Were you a little bit nervous knowing the car was driving itself?
I don't think I was. Were you?
No.
We trust Tony.
You feel like you're a little part of history here today?
Sure.
Absolutely. Did it make you a little uneasy knowing there was no official driver?
It didn't.
Thomas was
really
excited.
Fun.
You know, the car is driving itself, right?
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Paul Perrone says the company has sold Tony to a mining firm which uses the system in its trucks, and he promises a big announcement in the next 3 to 6 months. The free pilot program continues for a few more weeks. In Crozet, I'm Sandy Houseman.